This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
When we talk about family violence, we mean all families and relationships, no matter your sexuality or gender. But when it comes to research data and the focus of our attention in the family violence narrative, that's always been about heterosexual family violence. So, where then do the LGBTI communities fit in the narrative of family violence? The Victorian government is providing funding of almost $100,000 for a groundbreaking participatory project to help prevent family violence in LGBTI relationships, which will help to change this. The grant will allow Women's Health East to work with young LGBTI people to investigate and co-design appropriate and relevant resources that will support the development of respectful relationships across the state. I found out more as I spoke to Christine Alaris, the CEO of Women's Health East, and Lara, the project lead for the new LGBTI Family Violence Preventions Project for Women's Health East.
You know, there's a wide variety of forms of family violence that we see across community, across, you know, the whole of society, really. And, you know, predominantly we know that the discourse has been around men's violence against women predominantly, and that's what people think about in terms of family violence. But also people tend to think about family violence as things like physical violence and sexual violence, but we know it's much more than that. So it's psychological violence, it can be financial abuse. And within the LGBTI community, there's also a whole range of other forms of discrimination and abuse that people can face. And we know that family violence is about power and control. Yeah. So all of those forms of inequality and discrimination can really impact on individuals in the LGBTI community. So some examples of those might be things like people specifically, you know, intentionally using incorrect pronouns. It can be threats to out someone that create fear and also sort of coercion as well. So most of our work in the past has been focused on women, and we have just done a piece of work looking at LGBTI women and their sexual and reproductive health needs. But we made a specific decision with this one to make it a whole community for young LGBTI people. Because it's such a complex issue, and we felt that there's not a lot known around about the sorts of family violence that's experienced by the LGBTI community, or for that matter, how we go about preventing it. And so we thought, given that it is a diverse community and there's a whole range of complexities around the issues of discrimination and abuse, that we thought it would be best to look at the community as a whole. But through that work, to really make sure that we are clear about whose voices we're hearing and really elevating the voices of different groups within the community.
Kristen O'Laris is the CEO of Women's Health East, a regional women's health promotion agency working across of eastern metropolitan Melbourne. Working within a feminist framework, Women Health East address the social, political and environmental factors impacting on the health, safety and well-being of women in the region, working to build the capacity of services and programs to address issues affecting women.
My current research is with young LGBTI people and their sexual and reproductive health, and they identified that as a topic, I guess, around that they didn't know what a healthy relationship looked like. They didn't have any representation of that. There were a lot of stereotypes put in place and that are reinforced by the media. And that's healthy relationships and sexual and reproductive health go hand in hand. We did a survey and focus groups with young people in the eastern metro region of Melbourne. And through that, we had a broad questions. And then we sort of focused in with the focus group. And it just sort of, a lot of it did come out organically from the young people around what they were wanting and needing from a health service. And some of that was, you know, GP and health professional education around sort of, I guess, LGBTI competency. And I think at Women's Health East, one of our priorities is prevention of violence against women and sexual and reproductive health. So we see those as a link. And so we should be following that work through all areas. And so doing this project should then follow on to looking at sort of family violence prevention. It was a natural fit, but it was also brought about from the young people themselves. I know that ACON also did a survey for same-sex attracted women and non-binary people. And one of their questions was around like what a healthy relationship looks like, and people didn't identify, like they couldn't identify anyone, like even within their immediate circle, that like they could definitely be like, yeah, that's a relationship, that's a queer relationship that I identify with, let alone like the media representation as well. And so those sort of like underlying sort of elements where it's not quite invisible, but it's not talked about, means that, you know, people just miss out. And, you know, young LGBTI people are like, when they're sort of trying to find themselves and who, like, they should replicate, like, they need positive role models, and there aren't any.
So, thanks to the Freedom from Violence Fund by the Victorian Government, funding projects across the spectrum of preventing family violence and violence against women, Women's Health East are working with Family Planning Victoria, EACH, Family Access Network, Q East Alliance, and consultant Dr. Philomena Horsley.
It's a pretty huge project, yeah. And we're wanting it to be co-designed by young people, so young people sort of leading it, because I think that something that Women's Health East values is, you know, community's voice, and so that's really important that we want them to sort of lead that, so it's not just like, you know, experts coming and telling them what that needs to be changed and that sort of thing. And because I think we want young people to be building their leadership skills to sort of lead the community and have that sort of understanding of what a healthy relationship looks like, so that they can also model that for other young people. Part of it is we're looking to develop a resource of some description for family violence prevention, and we are going to showcase that in a forum as well, and invite people from the Eastern Metro region and beyond to sort of attend, so that young people can show sort of the community what they have developed and what that looks like, and in hopes that it can be taken up by other people as well, particularly around what family violence prevention looks like for LGBTI young people, which I think is really important, because we don't know yet.
And I think that's part of the point of the co-design stuff, is that we don't know the answers anyway. You know, there isn't that level of evidence available, and that's what's so exciting about this project, is that it is actually an opportunity to start building some evidence about what equal and respectful relationships should look like in LGBTI populations, and also what prevention might look like. Mm-hmm. And so, as well as, you know, working with the young people to build those resources, we want to share those resources with schools, with other people working with young people and with their families. So there's a bit of work that's been done, not a lot, but a bit around intimate partner relationships in LGBTI populations, but very little about family violence broader than that. So things like violence from parents against young people or siblings. So yeah, we want to get it out to also to service providers who might be working with families as well, and how they can identify where there is that harmful discrimination in place, and what advice they can be giving to young people, to parents, to others.
Yeah, because I think the current prevention model or methods don't really fit the LGBTI community, and I think that's it doesn't fit our community, and so that sort of means that people are, I don't want to say doing it wrong, but you know, like, what they're trying to do is that best intentions, but it's just not working.
When we look to family violence in LGBTI communities, the evidence is largely missing. So, you know, particularly around what works in terms of prevention, there's just not been the work put into that area and to evaluating it.
We've never really gotten full research like this focusing in this way. It's never been conducted in Australia. So the team at Women's Health East are really excited to be embarking on being a part of the fabric to create a safer space for LGBTI people from family violence. But they also understand that they're just a small part of a much bigger network, but a part that's going to make a big difference.
Yeah, absolutely exciting. And it'll be a small part of the, you know, puzzle, like what we're doing, but it will absolutely contribute to the evidence. It will contribute to people knowing in future how they can go about starting to make a difference.
That was Lara and Christine from Women's Health East discussing their LGBTI family violence preventions program.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.